So zero carbon transport is potentially available right here and now. We can go out and purchase an electric vehicle already. You can charge it off from a solar panel, and you can get essentially zero carbon transport. If you look at a more larger scale, the interesting question comes in to say that electric vehicles offer you a route to go towards zero carbon, but only on the condition that your electricity supply grid is also zero carbon. So the interesting challenge is to say that to go to a large-scale, countrywide zero carbon mobility requires that the electrification moves to a zero carbon system as well. And therefore, one sees is that those two become strongly coupled to each other. And I would say that if you look at something like small islands, they tend to be the places where energy or conventional energy is expensive because they tend to use things like diesel and to use to generate the electricity. So for them to move over to zero carbon technology is actually economically advantageous to do that. And so I can see that within small islands context, that moving to zero carbon mobility is actually quite a likely way of, or quite a likely scenario. When you're looking at larger areas to say, for instance, you know, when will the US or the Europe go to zero carbon? I think that's going to be a lot more challenging. And I think that, you know, we're looking probably the 20 to 30 year horizon before that's going to be a reality.